Okay, so this is going to be about automated testing of OTP instances. Basically, it's like validation tests to try to make sure that the instances, your instance is working correctly, and find a problem before the users do. So first, a bit about myself. This picture is in the deepest subway station in the Western Hemisphere. Does anyone know where it is? My coworker June is not here. They would know. It's in Portland. It's the only subway station in Portland. It's under a mountain. So I work for Arcadis. We run OTP instances for various US transit agencies. I'm here with Ben and June, who's in the other room right now. And also, real quick, if anyone is from Helsinki and has recommendations for cool transit stuff for us to check out while we're here, please let us know. So let's talk about some of the problems that this software was designed to address. So these are things that cause data problems, but they don't cause the OTP build to fail. So they're not like data errors. They're just issues. Things like removing a GTFS feed, a feed that has expired. So that would be like, you know, the service window has passed. A feed is published without fare data. This is something that we had where some agencies sometimes just forget to include their fares in the GTFS feed, and then they don't show up, and like you don't really notice that unless you're specifically checking for fares. Performance problems, like a feed or configuration change, cause some bad performance that isn't super obvious just if you're checking by eye. And OSM problems, I believe this happened here in Helsinki recently. I think Joel was telling me that, there was some connectivity issue to a stop and you couldn't use the station or something. So in many cases here, the trip planner works, but the results are subtly invalid. This is an example of that. If you know Seattle at all, this trip should take like 10 minutes on a train, but it takes 52 minutes here because someone deleted the train. This actually happened accidentally once. Just the feed was not included in the deployment. So checking for this stuff requires a lot of manual work. We solved it by creating validation tests in a spreadsheet. This is a slow process. You have all these origin destination pairs and then sort of some expected results if you put those in. And someone has to go through and manually do this, you know, every week or every time you do a deployment or something. It doesn't happen very often because it takes so long. And you're also discouraged from writing very many tests because each one takes time to manually run. Some examples of these, these are some Seattle examples, but I did a local one because it's probably the most common denominator for people here is like Helsinki Central Station to where we are now. You should get, if you do plan this trip at noon on a weekday, you should get the I or the A train. That's right, right?
I don't even remember.
Okay, yeah. You said I or P.
E train.
Okay, this is maybe a bad test, but I think you get the idea. And I bolded some of the things that are like the key points of things that you would want to check. So like the route short name, route long name, the duration, the fare information. And then also you might check that, this is like kind of proving a negative, but like that there's no other transit legs in the itinerary. So why are we doing this manually? We have a computer. We don't need to be doing this stuff manually. So I set out to automate this for some of our deployments. And the place to start here is, of course, to make the request. Thanks to Leonard for making the excellent OTP Java client, which made that a breeze. So the focus for me was to create an assertion library that allows us to define our requirements for a given trip plan. So for going back to the examples, we want to test for a route short name, long name, fare, duration. You could test for other things, but that's all that we needed for our tests. And also, we want to log the request time. Since we're running these requests that are exactly the same, you know, on a regular interval, we can measure the time that it takes. And with that, we can get some interesting data on either like if it performs better at certain times of the day, when it's under load, when it's not under load, after configuration changes, after updating OTP, that kind of thing. And then the data should all go to a Prometheus endpoint so that it can be displayed in Grafana or whatever you want, and you can send alerts out from that, from the Prometheus data. So I want to show you a bit about what these test suites actually look like. They're written in Java code. It's not configured in like JSON or YAML or something. Why do that? Why not write them in JSON? Because yeah, this is admittedly less accessible to non-developers since they are written in actual code, but it provides for way more flexibility. The tests can be anything you want. You know, obviously you can use this assertion library that I'm about to show you, or you can write anything in a test. You can query OTP however you want. So first of all, I'll show you some code here. This is how the how one of these tests looks like. So first we just need to build our trip plan. I'm not going to go over this too much, but yeah, I built a little geocoder utility to get the coordinates for a location, and then we plan a trip at noon on the next weekday. And the plan variable here is going to contain the itineraries. So the assertion library itself is the main sauce that I made here. This is the main magic. So we want to check these requirements that I've written on the left side here. We want to check that there is a one-line leg, a Route 44 leg, and that there's no additional legs. This is a very simple test. So we start by making an instance of the assert class and give it the itineraries. We are saying that, okay, the legs that we define here are all that we should get back, nothing else. So we've had an instance before where walk reluctance was set very high and it was causing a lot of itineraries to add a like one stop bus ride at the end instead of walking 5 minutes. And we wanted to be able to test to make sure that that's not happening. So that's where this came from. Then we check, we say we have a leg, it should have the short name of one line. And then again for the Route 44, and then we call this assert matches, which will throw an error if there's no itinerary in the results that matches these legs. So you can have other itineraries, but this is saying that at least one of the itineraries must match. So this is another example. I'm not going to go over this too much, but it shows how you would test for different fares. In this case, we're checking for the 275 fare for like a regular passenger, and then for the senior and special fares, checking for those too. So this is from GTFS Fares V2 data structure. It's the fare medium and rider category. I always mix those up. So this is the flexibility that I was talking about earlier. By writing these in Java, we can do anything we want. So in this case, we are querying for all the routes, and then we're condensing that down to route short name, or sorry, agency names, and then we're checking that all the agencies exist. So if someone deletes a GTFS feed and the agency is no longer there, this will throw an error. And this is the kind of flexibility that you have by writing these in Java. So we've talked about the assertion library, which allows you to set up your requirements for a given test. Now I'll talk about how these tests are actually run. So we build them into test suites. In this case, this example here, there's three. So there's one for local transit routes in Seattle. That's just your basic like bus routes, the train, that kind of thing. Flexible transit routes, so we have a few flexible services in Seattle that that operate a bit like an Uber. You can reserve a ride and it will take you from the train station right to your destination, and OTP supports that, so we want to test for it. And then we have some specific tests to check for fares, to make sure the fares are right. But since we, as a company, manage multiple OTB deployments, several in the Seattle region, not every deployment will need to be tested by all the tests. So we can apply these tests to different deployments as we wish. In this example, the HopeLink deployment is getting tested by the local transit and the flexible transit, but they don't care about fares, so we're not testing fares there. Could be wrong, they don't care. Community transit cares about fares and flexible transit. And I just realized I'm missing an arrow from local transit. They would be having all three of these be tested. But yeah, they're a more full-featured deployment. Now, these can individually be configured. The details here don't really matter, but yeah, you can choose how frequently each of these test suites is run against a particular deployment, either hourly or daily or whatever. And then you can also choose individual tests. Oh, my screen just turned off. You can choose individual tests to run against a deployment. So in this case, like community transit, they only really have one of the flexible services in their deployment. So we're only going to run the ZIP tests against them. ZIP is the name of their flexible transit. There's the last arrow. So that's a summary of what I've built for us internally. But I really want to build this into something that is useful to the greater OTP community. I know that, at least in the US, there's some other agencies that have built their own internal tools. I think TriMet has something for testing OTP, and they were interested in this because theirs was like built over the REST API, and it's very specific to OTP1. But making this something that is extensible and useful for everyone is very interesting to me. Right now, it's just one big Java application. All the tests and the assertion library are all in there. So I have some questions here that I'd like to hear from you guys about how this could be useful. I also have this that shows the way the application is structured. So I can go over this if you're interested. But yeah, is there any questions or comments on these, my questions to you? Yeah?
So is it open source?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's on GitHub, but it's not, it's at this moment, it's not designed to be used by anyone else, but I would like it to be. So we definitely want to make it, a proper open source project that anyone could use that's well documented. But I would love some help with that. Yeah?
Have you looked into using Gherkin syntax?
Mm-mm.
Just to overcome the hurdle of making it more visible for developers to understand it?
I am not familiar with that. But one thing that I had thought about was just the fact that the tests are written in Java, you could always write something that consumes some other format and produces tests from that. So Java just seemed like the most flexible base, but it's not limiting in any way. I was actually thinking about building some kind of UI that lets you write tests, and then it would produce just like JSON, some kind of JSON data that would then be consumed by the application and would produce tests using the assertion library, but programmatically. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
Can you show the next slide?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me go back to this. I can talk about this a little bit.
What I think, or what would be interesting for us is if you could compare Open Trip Planner results with results from other search engines.
Hmm.
Of course, they have a different API.
Do you mean like looking something up on Google Maps and comparing that?
Maybe not Google Maps.
Yeah.
In Germany, we have 16 different federal states, and of them have their own application for trip searches, and would be interesting to compare them to each other.
Would you be using those as your like source of truth? Like, would you want the one of these other trip planners to, you know, if it doesn't match, does it fail? Is that?
No, but maybe for the same search, one instance had a trip length of 1 hour, and the other one only half an hour, so there must be a problem.
Right. If one is significantly faster, then there's probably something missing that enables that faster trip, right? Anything else? Yes, Leonard?
How often do you find you have to update these tests because the data is correct, it's just the test is no longer
valid
because reality has changed.
Yeah. So most of the tests are pretty like generic. I mean, it's like the train isn't going to disappear, right? And then there's of course instances where there's maintenance going on or construction or something, and the test is maybe not valid. But you can just ignore the results during that time. You know, if it's a temporary kind of thing, depending on how you consume it. If you have it texting every developer every hour that something is wrong, maybe you need to do something about that. But we did recently have a fair change in the region and just had to update the tests. Yeah.
So more on this topic, like for example, if there's different kind of transit on weekends than on weekdays,
Well, so the way, where is it? Sorry. Most of the tests that I've written, I just have run at noon on the next weekday. I need to add like some kind of buffer. So if it's like 11:30, that it doesn't run at noon on the current weekday, because then you get real-time data, which actually changes the results. And for the test, I haven't been able to think of a good way to test real-time data, since you can't run those tests necessarily overnight or something if you don't have real time, like, you know, our train doesn't run overnight, so the light rail in Seattle, you wouldn't be able to run those tests overnight. I guess you could just parameterize that or something. But yeah, I think I have one other test that runs like at a very, like 6 p.m. or something. So, but most of them are weekday and noon.
So it sounds like you're testing production with this. Have you thought about testing these as part of your development process, for example, they make changes to validate that nothing breaks?
Yeah, I think that would be a really great use. We have a pretty inflexible deployment pipeline right now, but I think a 2.0 version of that would definitely integrate something like that and wouldn't let you deploy to production until the tests are all passing.
Also, other thing I was thinking, do you have any like specific time frame, for example, that your train has to be, or the connection has to be made in like 2 hours, or it can take longer than 1 hour or something? The time is difficult.
You can specify the, sorry, I don't know where any of my specific slides are on this. You can test for the duration, is that what you mean? Like the max duration of a trip? You should, you know, if you plan a trip along the train line, it should not take any more than, you know, 45 minutes, for example. And if there's no itinerary that is under that time, then something is probably wrong. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
But I will say also, like, these are just the things that we found useful to test, but it would be really easy to add additional capabilities to this. You know, if you wanted to test for some other arbitrary thing, you can really test for anything here that you can get back in an OTP query. All right. Yes?
So what's the I guess you have like local knowledge of Seattle, so you can create this yourself. But like, for example, if you had a deployment in some place that you're not that familiar with, like, would you ask like the organization like to create this?
Yeah, actually. Originally, well, I was talking about how we originally had these spreadsheets. The spreadsheets were actually made by our clients, and it was the thing that they used internally for QA, and then they shared it with us, and I took that as the opportunity to create something that could do the same thing programmatically. So I have local knowledge with Seattle, and I did a lot of the tests myself, but in another region, you would have someone locally do them. Because, I think it relies on sort of a sanity. There's sort of sanity checks, so you have to understand the system a little bit, at least. You didn't ask this, but I think something that popped into my head there was that the tests are just JUnit classes. So, they're quite approachable for, I think, a Java developer. But what I don't know is I'm not a Java developer most of the time. I'm usually doing like more front-end stuff. I don't know how to build something that would allow people to load their own classes in without having to like have the whole application loaded up in their IDE. So maybe someone can help me with that who knows Java. All right. Cool. Thank you.